This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers. Before we go into the message, I want to bring you in one more of our choir song. Would you listen? Have 9 full-length CDs just jam-packed with the old songs. What Can Wash Away My Sins? Nothing But the Blood. And all of those related songs like that. And they're $5 a piece. I'd be glad to send you some of them if you'd like. Just write me, call me, I'll send them to you. We're bringing you these studies on baptism with the Holy Spirit. And we stopped there. And the result of baptism with the Holy Spirit makes Christ and the believer one. Makes Christ real to that individual. I ask folks, do you know the Lord? That's what I mean. Are you trusting the Lord? Are you clinging to the Lord? The Holy Spirit feeling gives that believer a boldness and power to witness for Christ. When God saves an individual, the Holy Spirit takes up his abode in that believer's heart and his life, according to God's word. Now you get this truth. Lay down everything there and listen. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you?" Paul, writing to the Romans, said, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." So in salvation, the Holy Spirit comes in to dwell, takes up his abode in that heart of the believer, and never leaves that individual until he gets him home. Now, my friend, in salvation, you don't seek for the Holy Spirit. No, no. That's a misnomer. That's one of Satan's tricks. I've had people ask me, "Have you got the Holy Spirit?" No, the Holy Spirit comes in when you get saved. In salvation, the individual does not seek for the Holy Spirit. You're not saved by seeking the Holy Spirit. You're saved by coming to Christ, trusting the Lord. You're saved by receiving Christ. The Holy Spirit didn't die for you, did it? I hear folks of different persuasion talk about the Holy Spirit. Have you gotten it? Have you gotten it? Have you gotten it? Oh, my friend, have you gotten it? I have an excerpt from one of Brother Ironside's books that he tells of the beginning of the Pentecostal movement. It's 3 or 4 pages I copied out. If you'd like to have a copy of that, you write me and tell me, and I'll send it to you free and postpaid. In the beginning of that movement, my friend, that has spread all over the world, it'll make the hair stand up on your head. But the Holy Spirit never died for anyone. It was Christ, the second person of the Trinity, who died. You're not saved by the work of the Holy Spirit in you. You're saved by the work of Christ on the cross. I know the Holy Spirit has to make the blessings of the atonement real to your heart, but you're not saved by looking to the Holy Spirit, but by looking to Christ. You're not saved by believing the Holy Spirit, but by believing Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. There's no place. Now, you get this. Get this, believer, sinner. Get this. Sit up and listen. There's no place in God's Word where God ever commanded an individual to seek the Holy Spirit. Now, that's emphatic as I can make it, just as emphatic as I can make it. I'll challenge you to show it to me. Let me say it again. You're not saved by seeking the Holy Spirit. Many of our folks in Radio Land have been stirred by these messages, and instead of coming to Christ and coming to Him, they've been led astray seeking the Holy Spirit, and in doing so, they've come through with an experience and have missed the Lord. Oh, my friend, now wait. I want you to get that. Once you wrote to me and said, look, Pastor, I want to be saved. Once you wrote me and said, I'm listening to you, no longer do I hear from you. No, no longer. You've gotten that experience. Yes, you have. And now you're afraid to listen to the old trailblazer. The Holy Spirit in you is your salvation, because he that hath not the Spirit is none of his. And the Holy Spirit comes in to dwell the moment a sinner is saved. Get that, would you? I was confused about that for many a year before the Lord saved me. But listen, listen. Then the Holy Spirit filling you is your power for service. The Holy Spirit overflowing is a believer's blessing to the world. We are unto God a sweet savour of Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:15. The Holy Spirit filling the believer, let me say again, is the believer's power. Now you get this statement. God never imparts power to a believer to be used at his own discretion. Now, let me repeat that. You get it. God never imparts power to a believer to be used at his own discretion. The believer does not use the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works through the believer. The Holy Spirit is our power, but he does not entrust himself to be used by us, but he will speak through us according to his own will and purpose. Then it's our business to recognize his indwelling presence as a born-again believer and surrender to him and let him work through us according to his own will and purpose. Did you get that? We are baptized with the Holy Spirit once and for all into Christ the moment we're saved. And the question that you should settle now, settle it once for all, get this now, listen, are you saved? Are you saved? Are you sure? You say, yes, I'm saved. How do you know it? How do you know it? There is one initial filling of the Holy Spirit and many repeated fillings throughout the entire New Testament when the Holy Spirit is spoken of in the believer for power and service and testimony. It is always called filled with the Holy Spirit, never baptized with the Holy Spirit. For example, Acts 2:4 says, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, if you turn to Acts 4:8, you'll find these words. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them. Now, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. But we find Peter standing here before the Sanhedrin court testifying. And when he did, the record says, he again was filled with the Holy Ghost. Then after the meeting before the Sanhedrin court, Peter and the other disciples got together for a prayer meeting, and according to Acts 4:31, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Being filled with the Holy Spirit gives a believer boldness. Now, all through the New Testament, we find expression like this, praying in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, testifying in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, witnessing in the Spirit. The born-again believer filled with the Holy Spirit does not work and teach and labor in the energy of the flesh, but he does so in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is his power. And may I say again, God's child does not use the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks through him and uses the believer according to his own will. Now you get that. Let me emphasize again this one great truth, and I know this may be breaking new ground with some of you, may be contradicting everything you believe and have been taught, but listen, listen, let me emphasize this great truth, that the baptism with the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, are two different acts completely. Let me call your attention to another fact. You will never find the word infilling of the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. It's always filled. The Holy Spirit does not come from without and fill the believer. He's already indwelling the believer, and he fills the believer from within. Now, there's where multitudes have made their mistake. They've been led astray by Satan. And I've had folks ask, Pastor Trailblazer, didn't Christ say, tarry until you be endued with power from on high? He didn't say, seek the Spirit, because you receive the Holy Spirit the moment you are saved. Nowhere in the New Testament after Pentecost will you find that it says, pray for the Holy Spirit. It's not there. We've been asked that question many, many times. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you were saved? My answer is, I received the Holy Spirit when I was saved. I have also been asked, have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost? My answer is, I was baptized with the Holy Ghost when I was saved, and Christ and I became one. Then, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? My answer is, yes. Yes. Oh, my friends, yes. Now, let's notice some of the evidences of being filled with the Holy Spirit. We'll have time for just a moment or two. Let's read in God's Word, Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Oh, my friend, go there and get your Bible and turn there to Ephesians 5:18 and read those verses there. And let's notice some of the Bible evidences of being filled with the Holy Spirit. I've often heard folks say, I've been baptized with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. As an evidence, they have been baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to show you that in our next study. We're running out of time. The old Trailblazer, time gets away so quickly. But I want to remind you of the little book that we've been offering, The Spirit World by Clarence Larkin. It's a gracious little book. I've read it a couple of times. It delves into the spirit world, the end times, and all of those much, much, much greater than the old Trailblazer could ever think about. I don't have that kind of knowledge and education to go there, but Mr. Larkin does. You write in or call me. Just call me, email me, my website, radiomission.org. You can find our email there, and we'll put it on your credit card and send it to you. And like I told you before, if you read it, and then tell me that it's not worth it, I'll give you money back. I'll send you money back, and you can keep the book. Give it to somebody else that might want it. But if you would, do that, and I appreciate it. And then let me just ask you, would you help the old Trailblazer just a little bit at this time? Money slows down a little bit for some reason or another. I don't know if it's because folks spending money on their vacation. I know now everything is going up. Gas is going up. Food's going up. Everything else is going up. But don't forget the Lord's work, my friend. Don't rob God. Don't take God's money and spend it on foolishness or things that maybe that you need. Let's get our want-tos fixed. I've said to many folks here in the last week or two or months or so, we're going to have to cut down. We've got to cut going to the store so many times. We've got to cut going to Walmart. We've got to cut a lot of things. But if you would, pray for the old Trailblazer. Remember, help me with the broadcast if you can. Just add another nickel or dollar in your envelope when you send it. You can help us with those broadcasts if you would. And just tell me you're praying for me. If you can't help me, just call me, write me. Let me know that you're praying for me. And remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Go there and look up our statement of what we most surely believe. Look up our radio schedule. And then live streaming on Sunday night and Wednesday night, live from our auditorium. Goodbye and God bless you.